The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Question: what is a versatile style of slacks for 50-year-old dads or older? Answer: anything with an elastic waistband. Hey, now that's something you can give him for Father's Day. Pair of elasticized shorts or pants. Aloha, good morning, and welcome once again to the healthiest 2 hours on radio on this Father's Day weekend edition of the program. It's the Snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy. And we thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend, holiday weekend for dads. We hope to make it strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. In this hour of the program, Carl Maddox, the author of A Path Revealed, How Hope, Love, and Joy Found Us Deep in a Maze Called Alzheimer's. You know, June is Alzheimer's Awareness Month nationally, and here in Hawaii, more than 2013, 27,000 people were affected by Alzheimer's disease on that, 5 years ago, but I'm sure the number is much higher now. And by the year, 2050, it's just going to skyrocket. It's going to be epidemic as far as the numbers go. So we're going to talk about this all-important topic with, we've had neurologists and various doctors and medical experts on over the years talking about Alzheimer's. But this is a layman, and he learned a lot by taking care of his wife, and he will be with us talking about that and how you can take care of your loved ones as well should that disease rear its ugly head. So we'll talk about Alzheimer's after these announcements and the Health Hotline news. Hey, if you or someone you know is, I'll save that for a little later. Next hour, I got to tell you about next hour's program. If you're suffering from excuse-itis, that's also a disorder or a condition that has epidemic numbers attached to it. Most people have some degree of it, the woulda, coulda, shouldas that we all have. Well, you can prevent that from happening when it comes to developing healthier health habits and a fuller life. We'll give you rapid results. Dr. Margaret Bradley joins us in next hour's program. Sure to be a absolutely fascinating hour there. And coming up next hour as well, the health report from TV news veteran Dick Allgaier, as well as the fitness file feature. And then in matters of sexual health, why you women out there, I know it's going to break the bank account maybe, but why you might want to buy your man a sports car this weekend for Father's Day. It's going to increase his testosterone. Details on that. You'll be interested in it's compelling information. Also next hour, the Funny Bone Pharmacy for a laugh and a half if you're suffering from irregular hilarity. And by the way, here's a reason to laugh at next hour's jokes, even if they might not be so humorous, but doing my best there, so tune in for next hour for that. But researchers have calculated that you burn up to 50 calories for 10 to 15 minutes of laughing, which is the average amount you chuckle during a funny movie, which, by the way, is equal to about a 13-minute brisk walk. So there you go. You can burn calories and have fun at the same time. All right. Here's a question for you. What part of the body has more nerve endings than any other? The answer is your feet. They have more nerve endings than any other part of your body. And in the future, they're talking about smart shoes that will use sensors in your shoes to track body weight, heart rate, and blood pressure, and all kinds of other vital signs, and send the data back to you or your doctor or caregiver. So that's interesting information. But in the meantime, until that happens, sometime in the future, let's keep your feet healthy today by having our footwear expert on for just a few minutes. Since this is Father's Day, Father's Day weekend, we want to keep father's feet comfortable and pain-free this this weekend and, 24/7, 365. And I know that last month, Mother's Day, when it was Mother's Day, Step Ahead, the premier foot arch support store here in Hawaii, they were so busy with husbands treating their wives to orthotics and arch supports that now it's the mom's turn to return the favor, so to speak, and treat husbands and dads to the same supportive orthotics that you can have if you make your way to step on over to Step Ahead. So Patty Bryan is with us. Good morning, Patty. How the health are you?
Good morning, David. Whoa. How are you this morning?
Good. Excellent. Now, please tell us it's not too late to visit one of your Step Ahead stores for either the perfect Father's Day gift or at least a gift certificate for those mothers that are shopping for last-minute gifts for their dad or their significant others that want to, gift something for their male significant other that happens to be a dad.
That's correct. And so we have many, many things and gift ideas at our stores to help these mothers help get in line for the fathers. Got to keep on good side with the dads, you know.
Yeah.
And so, we're going to talk about some slippers. And again, the slippers, I really want them to support that arch with at least 12 to 19 millimeters. And so we have the Teva slipper, which is a 12-millimeter arch. That's going to distribute that body weight evenly. But even more, which is so popular, is, again, our Telex slipper and our UFA, which is 19 millimeters. So, again, it's soft to the touch, and it's really going to help you. That is a great slipper to wear inside the house, but you also can wear it outside.
You know,
socks.
I was going to mention, since you're speaking of slippers, I was at your store this week, and I forget what brand it was, but one of the brands you carry is, it's American-made and pillow-soft and also feather-light and waterproof, and it had so many great qualities, and it's a supportive slipper. It's not those cheap, slippery slippers that always break that pay. You're paying a little more for these, but you're getting a lot more, and it's going to end up saving you money in the long run because they last so much longer, and they're going to make your feet feel good and pain-free. You don't have to visit your doctor or podiatrist with all the foot problems you're going to have wearing the stock slippers off the shelf slippers that most people end up wearing. So you have how many brands of slippers over there at Step Ahead?
Oh, again, we've got at least four brands of slippers. And again, if they want a slipper that's got a little bit more to it with a strap in the back because their ankles are unstable, then again, we've got a slipper that you just don't slip on. We're going to strap it in. And again, that's also by Teva. But again, that's a great slipper.
All right.
But again, so these dads, again, they just work. And so again, the slipper is great. But in that construction boot, if that indeed is what they do, we really need more support than what that construction boot is giving them. This is where orthotics come into play. So I really want them to support the four arches that they have to their feet. In that construction industry, that's repetition. They're walking. And these are the type of men that get into plantar fasciitis, heel spurs, and Achilles tendonitis.
It's kind of like carpal tunnel syndrome, with secretaries and office workers that get carpal tunnel from using their, the repetitive motion of their wrists and hands. The same thing happens in men with their feet. seems like.
That's correct. Yeah. Yes, that's correct.
And unlike so, again, mothers, unlike mothers who often wear those problem-causing high heels, a lot of men, depending on their profession, as you were mentioning, Patty, wear a lot of hard-heeled shoes. So they might not wear high-heeled shoes. Hopefully they don't. But hard-heeled shoes can be just as hard on your feet as high heels.
You know what? Guess what, David? They finally get home at the end of the day and they're going, oh, can you rub my feet? Oh, my feet are killing me because, again, the arch is beginning to collapse.
Oh.
And they're putting the pressure all in the wrong spot, up into the ball of the foot and also into the heel. And I hear that all the time.
Wow.
Oh, can you rub my feet? It's because they're not supporting their arch correctly.
All right.
This is where we're here to help.
Okay.
So I'm going to talk about our Harris mat. I'll give you a free foot analysis on the Harris mat. Number one, wouldn't you like to know where those pressure points are at? So we're going to show you from that Harris mat, and you'll see for yourself exactly. You're grabbing with your toes. Too much pressure in the ball of the foot. You're not holding your foot in the correct position. If you do not hold that foot into the correct position, you are rolling it in or rolling it out, called pronation or supination. There goes your knees. There goes your ankle.
And your hips and your back and your neck, you know, all the way up to the top of your body. Yeah.
That's correct. So let's say one foot's really bothering you, so you compensate. This is where we get into sciatica. And so that's the sciatic nerve that runs all the way from the buttocks all the way down your legs.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, you've got that one foot that's really, really bothering you.
Right.
So not only are the orthotics going to help with plantar fasciitis and problems in the ball of your foot, which is called the metatarsal area, again, you need to just really, really hold that foot in the correct position. And that's kind of where I am with the orthotic.
All right, now,
buy one orthotic.
Oh, go
okay,
ahead.
Go
no,
ahead.
No, you go ahead.
You know, you can buy one orthotic at regular price, you get the other one half off.
Oh,
and
wow.
So again,
such a deal.
That's a deal. So
all right.
They may want a soft one because, again, they want to get into the running mode.
Uh-huh.
Again, they may want the firmer one because it's more supportive. It's going to support the body weight a little bit better.
Okay. Now, since you mentioned running, Patty, a lot of people are running more often and more frequently and for longer distances during the summer. You know, the summer months, people have more time to do it and the weather's better. And it doesn't matter what kind of shoe you have, whether it's Nike or Asics or Saucony or New Balance and all the others. You need to get the arch supports that you offer because the ones that come standard with the shoes, those little pads, they're really not enough to do the job. Even if you're buying high-end shoes, it's going to help your foot even more by using these arch supports. I mean, I've used them for years, and it's a night and day difference. So if you don't want, as you mentioned, if you don't want to suffer from plantar fasciitis or other running injuries, definitely head on down to Step Ahead, the two locations to serve you, and get a free foot analysis. Are you going to give a free foot massage as well?
Yes, I will. How about that?
Now, tell us where you're located and your phone numbers, please.
We're 725 Kapi'olani Boulevard in Cook Street at the Imperial Plaza. You can park your car in Kauai Hau, but again, this is Saturday. So again, you're not going to have a problem with the parking.
Oh, yeah.
Our other location is Aiea, and that's the Pearl Kai Shopping Center in Aiea, across the street from, again, the American Savings Bank, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, right on Cam Highway, yeah. Okay, so we want to pressure our audience, we want to pressure our radio listeners to help take the pressure off the feet of their favorite father. So give us your phone numbers at both stores, please.
The phone numbers are 488-3338, and the other one is 593-7841.
All right.
And so come down and see us, and we'll get a good print of your foot, and you'll be able to see all those pressure points that, again, you're putting on your feet.
Great. And
get your feet better.
And get a free foot massage by Patty, if she has
time.
There you
go.
All right, Patty.
There you go.
Thank you so much for being with us, and we'll see you. We'll hear from you next month again.
Thank you so much.
All right. There goes Patty at Step Ahead, two locations to serve you. Kapi'olani Boulevard, that's right next to BMW, and then in the Imperial Plaza building there. And then also in IA, as she mentioned, across from American Savings on Cam Highway in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. All right. Okay, let's see. What else do we have to cover? Oh, you may have seen this on the news this week. Pharmaceutical giants Eli Lilly and AstraZeneca announced they had ended late-stage trials of an experimental drug for Alzheimer's disease after the treatment failed to show any signs of working. By the way, more than 190 Alzheimer's drugs have so far failed in trials. And this year, the United States is expected to spend $277 billion on Alzheimer's and other dementia care. And we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes with Carlin Maddox. And that figure's going to be topping $1 trillion by the year 2050. Amazing. All right, straight ahead in the news. New evidence of the fact that fathers may pass stress onto their sons before they're born. Also, why you might want to help your sweetie watch his weight. Then a red flag for red meat, plus canned tuna or canned salmon. If you have to eat canned, which is healthier? Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
You know, we can do anything. We're smart and strong. The last thing we need is something to slow us down. So here's something everyone should know. UV rays from the sun can hurt your skin. Even a few serious sunburns can increase your chances of getting skin cancer. So choose your cover. Use sunscreen with at least SPF 15 with UVA and UVB protection. Cover up with clothing or find some shade. As long as we protect our skin from the sun, we can keep reaching for the stars.
Brought to you by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is that there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you five dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
Attention dads-to-be, early trauma can leave a lasting mark in sperm. This is a study of 28 men and found that those who had difficult childhoods carry chemical clues to their past in their sperm, and it is passed down to their sons, maybe. Passed down to their sons, things like childhood traumas, physical abuse, and parental divorce are some of the listed stressors. And I won't get into the details of the study, but the findings may also be useful, they say, for screening people joining the military, as childhood trauma can make people more vulnerable to post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. So that's interesting news. Elsewhere, when it comes to fathers, since this is Father's Day weekend, might want to help your significant other, your lover, watch his weight. Although kidney disease, or kidney cancer rather, doesn't even make it to the top 10 for cancer sites for women. Ranks about, number 7, I think, for men. And Dutch researchers found that for every point of increase in BMI, weight, after age 20, it translates to a 6% increase and the risk of kidney cancer. This was a 9-year study of 121,000 people. And by the way, obesity is also linked to more than a dozen other cancers besides kidney cancer. So always a good idea to lose weight no matter if you want to prevent cancer or if you already have it, no matter what kind of cancer you have, it's going to increase your prognosis, I mean, your outcome and your recovery, and less chance of a recurrence. Right. You might want to take it easy with the booze. Harvard researchers found that men who drank three or more glasses, let's see, no, just a couple glasses of alcohol for 3 or 4 days a week, not three or four, not even every day, they had a stroke risk that was 42% higher than that of abstainers. So keep that in mind, and let's warm up for next hour's Funny Bone Pharmacy. Here's a few for you. Some days you eat salads and go to the gym. Other days you eat cupcakes and refuse to put on pants. It's called balance. I don't know about that one. And how about this? Life is too short to be serious all the time. So if you can't laugh at yourself, call me. I'll laugh at you. Okay. I'm sure people laugh at me by some of the corny things I do here on the air. All right, let's get serious back talking about eating and nutrition. What's better, canned salmon or canned tuna? Well, canned tuna, it's easy, convenient. I know a lot of people that eat it on a regular basis. But it's notorious for mercury contamination, which we're going to talk about in a few weeks with a former FDA investigator talking about heavy metals in processed foods as well as fish. But her contention is that processed foods contain a lot more mercury, albeit inorganic mercury, but still mercury that can be toxic. But that aside, children's brains, if children get too much mercury, or you know, any amount is too much, but it impairs their learning and ability to develop for brain power and brain development. But in adults, it can affect your immune system as well as reproductive systems and increase your heart attack risk. So they are recommending canned salmon or canned mackerel instead of canned tuna. This was Purdue University researchers. They tested 272 cans of fish and found that mercury levels averaged 45 parts per billion in canned salmon and about 55 in mackerel. But that's compared to 340 in tuna in oil, so be aware of that, or just eat it less often. And a red flag for red meat, you know, it's mostly women that have, many more women than men have rheumatoid arthritis, RA. And, of course, it depends on your family history, risk factors, genetics, being female. But not everything. It's also cutting back on red meat. It may offer some protection if you're vulnerable. This is from British researchers. They found that among 264 subjects, those who averaged 2 or more ounces of red meat every day had almost double the rheumatoid arthritis risk of eating less than an ounce a day of red meat. So another good reason to cut down on your meat consumption. Go for more for fish or plant-based proteins, such as my favorite is tempeh. It's made from soy, but it's cultured soy, so you don't get the some of the negative effects of tofu or soybeans. All right, let's see. We got a couple more minutes. We're getting our guest on the phone, I think. Okay, we already have him on. Carlin Maddox will be joining us in just a few minutes. So let me just make one last announcement. We had Patty Bryan on as our first guest, talking about the importance of feet. And I really would want to pressure you, our audience, to take the pressure off the feet of your favorite father by going down and getting a gift certificate. I mean, that's an easy way to do it. Or, you know, take him down or get him a pair of slippers or something. You know what size he wears, right? But step ahead. They have two locations, Kapilani Boulevard 725 next to BMW, or in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center across from American Savings on Cam Highway. But Step Ahead is Hawaii's arch support store. He's going to have feel more comfort. He'll be pain-free. And, you know, if your feet feel good, the rest of you does too. So that's a great, if you haven't gotten a gift for Dad, you still have several hours to do so. They're open until this evening. So call 488-3338. You can even do it over the phone, I think. And then 593-7841 for the Honolulu store on Kapilani Boulevard. All right, that's it for the news. When we come back, we'll have Carlin Maddox, the author of A Path Revealed, How Hope, Love, and Joy Found Us Deep in a Maze Called Alzheimer's. We'll have a lot of information on Alzheimer's disease when we return, plus information on everything else having to do with your health. Here on the healthiest 2 hours on radio, I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Hi there, Health Fans. Dick Allgaier here. Why women with a common form of early stage breast cancer can safely skip chemotherapy. This is an important new finding. I'll have details. Does sex improve your memory? I've been trying to remember to do this report for some time. I'm going to do it this week. And does sleep give you better sex? A couple of sexual stories in this report. Hey, I don't make them up. I just report them. Coming up in the next hour of the Dr. Health Show.
Do you sometimes suffer from gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome? You need to know about the Friendly Foursome. Master Supplements, the leaders in safe and effective intestinal health products, offer four supplements that may reinvent your intestinal tract. First, there's Theralac, America's fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic. Find out why Theralac's regular customers become, well, regular customers. Just go to theralac.com for more information. Then there's True Fiber, clinically proven to improve regularity as well as lowering cholesterol. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics. Third in the Friendly Foursome is Enzylase, the strongest enzyme available. With high potencies of 12 different digestive enzymes, Enzylase makes short work of fatty meals and dairy products, as well as normally gas-producing foods such as beans. Finally, there's True Flora, the fastest-acting bio-cleansing probiotic. True Flora is so potent, the recommended dose is only 2 per week. This is the premier traveler's supplement. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora. See the Friendly Foursome of Master Supplement products at your favorite natural food store. Theralac, True Fiber, Enzylase, and True Flora for the best intestinal health of your life.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu. A service of Salem Communications on the NASDAQ at SALM. AM 690, The Answer.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
It is David Snow on your radio. Hey, more pleasure, less pain. At least that's our goal here for your health at Dr. Health Radio. All right, before we introduce our next guest, Carl Maddox, the author of A Path Revealed, How Hope, Love, and Joy Found Us Deep in a Maze Called Alzheimer's, let me share with you some information on the 7 stages of Alzheimer's disease so you'll understand our discussion a little better. Number 1, no impairment, not yet detectable, no memory loss or cognitive function, but the damage is already starting to be done. The second phase of the 7 stages of Alzheimer's disease, very mild decline, that is, memory lapses become common, the person may forget common words or maybe lose a few things around the house. Number 3, mild decline, friends and family notice the person's memory loss and confusion. Person may also have trouble planning and organizing, and Alzheimer's, this person can also sometimes be diagnosed at this phase or stage, but not always. And then the 4th stage of Alzheimer's is moderate decline, and that's the point at which Alzheimer's can usually be diagnosed. They have poor short-term memory and frequently forgetting family history. And at this stage, they're going to need help managing finances and, you know, things to like remembering to pay their bills. 5th stage of Alzheimer's, moderately severe decline. That's when most Alzheimer's diseases or patients need a lot of support, such as assistance with daily tasks, you know, cooking, getting dressed and the like. And then 6th, severe decline. That's often defined as the heartbreaking stage when patients will need full-time care, and that's also the most expensive stage. When you know, if you have to hire a caregiver, and they'll also start stuttering and becoming frustrated at that stage, and then seven, finally, the very severe decline in this final stage, patients will be nearing death. Most lose the ability to speak, and some lose the ability to smile or move without help, and all will experience severe memory loss. So here to address this all-important and serious topic is Carl Maddox. He's the author of the new book, A Path Revealed, How Hope, Love, and Joy Found Us Deep in a Maze of Alzheimer's. And he speaks from personal experience. And we welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Carlin. I said Carl. Excuse me. I meant Carlin. How the health are you?
I am fine, David. It is not morning for me. I'm in Florida, and it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, good day to you. Good day there.
Good day to you. Yeah.
Now, speaking of time, you know, I forgot to mention this, Carlin, but every 65 seconds, and you're fully aware of this, every 65 seconds, since we probably, you know, just a few seconds, it's almost been 65 seconds since we first brought you on or got in touch with you, and someone has developed Alzheimer's disease or is diagnosed. I mean, it's epidemic already, and yet it's going to cost us $1 trillion by the year 2025 in healthcare costs. So tell us, first of all, your experience with Alzheimer's and what you can do to help our listeners out there if they have a family member that is affected, or if they become a caregiver with someone to someone with Alzheimer's.
Yes, I'd be glad to, David. In 1997, my wife was diagnosed with Alzheimer's at age 50. She had turned 50 just 3 weeks
ago. Wow, really? And that early?
That's very, very young, yes. Hmm. And I was 52, and our three children, one was in high school and two were in college, so they were still quite young, relatively young. And so we had not even, I guess I'd heard of Alzheimer's before Martha's diagnosis. I hadn't paid any attention to it. I thought it was an old person's disease only, which it is not. And so that is when the whole issue for us began. When we got the word on this, our world was not turned upside down. It was imploding before us. I mean, it caught Martha by surprise. It caught me totally by surprise. And I remember coming home from the doctor's office. We rushed home from there, and we had a long, hard cry, not knowing what lay ahead, not understanding anything like you were describing as stages.
Let me stop you, Carlin. There were no telltale signs beforehand, before the diagnosis by the doctor?
Oh, there were, but I didn't understand them.
Oh, I see.
Stage process.
Yeah.
Let's back up a year from that diagnosis, and then we can come back to where I was. Martha, in 1996, was running for an open seat in the Florida State Legislature. Martha had been very involved in politics here locally. She had been on the St. Petersburg City Council in the 1980s for 6 years. She's very involved in civic activities. And so there was an open seat, and three other people were running for it, and I thought it was Martha's to win because of her civic involvement here. And there was one particular event, the most significant event during the campaign, where she and the other three candidates were speaking. The audience would ask a question, and every candidate had to respond to that question. And I'd seen Martha in scores of those kinds of events, and she had always handled them coolly. She had handled them well, responded with common sense. And on this particular occasion, though, Martha had to ask for every question to be repeated.
Wow.
And then when she responded, it was like it was a scripted response and a little bit off the mark. I just didn't know what was going on. When we got home, I asked Martha, I said, what was happening there? And she was clueless. She said, what are you talking about? I thought things went well. Huh. And so that was the first real marker for me. After that, the children and I began to notice that Martha was forgetting names more frequently, forgetting appointments more frequently. And if you're involved in politics, you just can't do that. And so that was happening over the course of the year. And we finally got her in to get some tests and then got the results in September of 97.
Mm-hmm.
Back to when she had gotten the diagnosis, we got home and had a long, hard cry at that point. And then Martha immediately said, I do not want to tell a soul. I do not want to tell our children. I don't want to tell our parents. I don't want to tell our friends.
It's kind of like cancer was 30 or 40 years ago. It was the C word. People didn't even discuss cancer. I mean, they wanted to keep it secret from everybody.
Even today, mental disabilities
are still
a stigma.
Mm-hmm.
It's less so, but it still is. Our Alzheimer's is much more recognized and has a higher profile today than it did 20 years ago. But still, those were Martha's marching orders, and I tried to follow those as best I could. But as you can imagine, that was a very difficult thing to do.
Well, yeah, because you can understand her pride and her reputation, especially if she's high profile like a politician. Why she wouldn't, she wants to maintain her image, and that would just be the downfall of her being and existence.
Exactly. It definitely would. In the course of this time period, most of my life, David, I had thought of thought of illnesses and diseases as being physical issues only,
right,
and were to be treated as such. But over the course of 17 years dealing with Alzheimer's, I began to realize that this our crisis. But as well, a lot of other crises I'm able to observe. There are just emotional, psychological, and spiritual issues embedded in these, not only in the one who has been disabled, but also in myself as a caregiver. I just began to recognize these and had to deal with these.
Now, let me ask you, Carlin, let me stop you there and ask you, information doctors gave you? I mean, obviously their aspect or their expertise is dealing with the physical aspect of Alzheimer's. Did they give you any guidance when it comes to dealing with your wife on a psychological or emotional basis? Or was it true, just writing a prescription for Aricept or some drug that might possibly give her some kind of benefit?
Okay, I'll give you two answers. The doctor, the neurologist that we went to who did the test, we began to, during that time of the testing, Martha and I were drawn to him and began to like him, but we were still uncertain what was happening here. When we went in 2 weeks after those tests to get the results, that neurologist had been called out on an emergency, and so we were not able to talk to him, but we had talked to a doctor in his office there.
Mm-hmm.
And this doctor, he could have passed for Mr. Spock on Star Trek. He was stiff, he was formal, he was cerebral, and he spoke to Martha in a monotone voice, says, "It appears you have early onset Alzheimer's."
Hmm.
I looked at Martha, and her confidence just evaporated.
Yeah, right.
It's like she retreated into her shadow.
Hmm.
But this doctor, he was a technician. He had no empathy, no sense of guidance or direction after that, other than, "I'm sorry to tell you this," and then we were out the door.
Yeah.
So that is the quick answer on your question there. The neurologist that we dealt with over time was much more empathetic, somewhat instructive. He directed us to some reading materials and the like, but I think it was not understood so much then as it is now that the victims here are not only the one disabled with Alzheimer's, but the caregivers who are dealing directly with your loved one. I just didn't understand the kind of burnout that I could have been facing and was facing. And I'm sure that I'm finding out today. I didn't pay any attention to the statistics while we were going through this with Martha, but I'm just rather overwhelmed by the statistics today, but burnout among caregivers is rampant.
Well, of course.
Yeah. I saw some stats from Stanford Research, Stanford Medical Research, and they said from their study, something like half of the caregivers were living with untreated depression.
Wow.
And anecdotal information just shows me that too many caregivers die from probably stress-related issues before
sure.
their loved one does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a complicated, complicated issue.
Mm-hmm. And yet you found a positive spin. I mean, you know, the title of your book, A Path Revealed, How Hope, Love, and Joy Found Us Deep
exactly.
in a Maze of called Alzheimer's. Now, tell us the positive aspect. And I know that your wife, Martha, she never painted any, wasn't into art at all or
right.
anything. And then 18 months after her diagnosis, she starts painting.
Exactly. I'm not sure where that came from, but it was a welcome relief. During the course of that 18 months after her diagnosis, Martha's confidence was creeping back in some, but our sister-in-law got in touch with Martha, who Martha really liked, and just encouraged her to join KK, our sister-in-law, in a watercolor painting class. And Martha agreed to do it only because KK asked her to do it. I had not seen Martha. Martha was an outgoing person. She liked to dance. She liked to sing. She liked to play tennis and that kind of thing, but not sitting down to be sort of sedentary and paint.
Right.
But the paintings that she came up with were just vivid and bold in their colors. I remember at some point going in to get Martha and take her home, and her teacher came up to me and said, "Carla, I don't know where this coloration is coming from." He says, "No, you just can't teach this."
Wow!
And so I always, in hindsight, attributed that boldness and vividness to Martha's personality. It's
mm-hmm.
become hidden a good bit,
right?
And it was just coming out in just some very dramatic ways. And her confidence came back. She was getting engaged. She had me go out to a craft shop, art and craft shop, and help her pick out the paints she needed and this and that, whatever. And she was just all into that. And that was just a real relief and a real joy.
It must have been, yeah. Wow. And, you know, I have an article, Carlin, if you don't mind, since you're talking about this, engaging in activities or the importance for Alzheimer's patients to do that. Here's an Alzheimer's update. Everyday activities, they say, can help boost gray matter as you age. Higher levels of lifestyle physical activity, things like house cleaning, walking a dog, or gardening, as well as traditional exercise activities, are associated with more gray area or gray matter in the brains of older adults. This is from Chicago's Rush University Medical Center. They say that more gray matter is associated with better cognitive function, while decreases in gray matter are associated with Alzheimer's disease and other related dementias. And then I'll just finish by saying surmising the article, lifestyle physical activity is actually more realistic for older adults than structured exercise programs that might require you to, you know, go to the gym or join a class or something. And that's because of accessibility or transportation or intimidation by that kind of thing. So I think it's good that she was doing something. She took it upon herself, and then you encouraged her, I'm sure. And it's kind of like even people that are not affected by mental decline, and that is you want to be engaged and just having a active lifestyle over and above a regimented exercise program or a nutrition protocol or things like that. You just want to in your normal day-to-day routine, you want to develop and cultivate healthy habits. And that's going to go probably a longer way to making you healthier for all the years of your life than anything else will.
Right. It's interesting you talking about that. I write a blog based on our takeaways from our experience and the like. And a recent blog that I posted was with a family doctor who had a 30-year career there, and he had been diagnosed a couple of years ago with mild cognitive impairment, which can lead to Alzheimer's.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But his belief is that everything that we do, whether it's mental or physical, it is a cognitive, it affects our cognitive ability.
Sure, yeah.
So he is working with a counselor as well as with his neurologist just to set up a plan to keep a routine going where he is working with in an urban kitchen, and he's all into civil disobedience these days, he says. And so he's participating in marches and meeting new people and all that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, it's a very structured approach. He says, if I get out of my routine, I get confused and get sort of lost. So it's very important for me to stay in my routine.
His point is,
whether you've been diagnosed with something like this or not,
mm-hmm.
it's just very important to understand the impact on all your activities impact on your cognitive function.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, let's go into the four stress busters you have in your book, A Path Revealed, for caregivers, how to kind of keep cool in the challenging times that caregivers have in taking care of a loved one with dementia or Alzheimer's.
David, the first thing, and it ties in with the progression of our story here, as I mentioned, I just found that there are just issues besides the physical issues that are embedded in our situation, in the emotional issues and psychological and spiritual. After Martha had said that she did not want to talk to anyone, there was one person she was willing to talk to, and it was an old friend of ours who is a retired minister here in St. Petersburg. And we called him over and just shared with him what we'd been told. And he almost immediately directed us to a Catholic nun in Kentucky, who was a retreat director with the Sisters of Loretta at that community. He said, I have just sent a lot of my friends there who've got one crisis or another, and I just haven't come across anybody with her sense of discernment and her gift of discernment. And I said, I don't know what would come out of it, but I would just encourage you to go. And so Martha and I did go for a week's visit about 3 weeks after her diagnosis. And one of the things that Sister Elaine encouraged us to do during this week, and it was just a very beneficial week for us, a very relaxing week, and just getting out of the environment that we were in. But one of the things she encouraged us to do was to look into the possibility of meditation.
Oh, right.
And I had not done that. And frankly, I'm going back 20 years now. Frankly, this was not part of our religious upbringing or practice. And I went out, I was a little skeptical of it all. But we got back and talked to Lacey Harwell, this Presbyterian minister, and he pointed us to a Benedictine monk by the name of John Main. He said, I've studied several approaches, but his just seems to be about the simplest and one of the most authoritative that he'd come across. So Martha and I began to practice meditation, 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the evening. We would sit side by side, and I would hold her hand, and we would repeat this word that we had chosen to use. And it wasn't immediately. There was nothing magical about it, but over time, I began to sense Martha's anxiety level beginning to diminish.
Oh, that's good. Wow.
And my anxiety level beginning to diminish.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just sort of beginning to understand, get a sense of perspective on where we were and where we were having to go.
Yeah.
So that would be one of the stress busters.
Okay. Meditation, number one. A couple others?
Yeah. Well, the other one that we've already alluded to is finding some activity that your loved one can really engage in. I mean, besides the art, Martha loved music and she loved to dance. So we cranked up the CDs and the volume and the speakers, and we just let her sing and let her dance.
Hmm.
And So that was another. A third was that I didn't catch on to this as we were going through it, but I've learned it about it since and talking to folks as I was doing my blog. If there's any way to, in my situation, to have been able to, I would, if in hindsight I would have done this, I would have talked to Martha's best friends and said, do you think you can come over and be with Martha a couple of hours a week, maybe two of you at a time, take her to lunch, take her to lunch, go for walks, if she wants to hit some tennis, hit some tennis, chat with each other, whatever you, just whatever activity that you would be interested in doing. And that would be a great relief to me.
Right. So it's also getting the workload or taking the workload off the caregiver like yourself. But also, don't you think that, you know, they say often that Alzheimer's or people with dementia, they might have short-term memory loss, but they remember something 50 years ago like it was yesterday. And so, like you were mentioning, best friends, I think that's a good point that you made, Carlin, and that is to contact, make the effort to contact an Alzheimer's patient's best friends from maybe childhood or in their younger years,
right,
and they might connect instantly with them or, you know, have those memories that all come up back in their mind, and it's all positive.
Exactly. And, that, and again, it depends on the stage.
Yeah, of course.
That
right.
A person's in. I mean, in the early years with Martha, just the current friends here in St. Petersburg, I would have asked you know, one person that come to mind right now to organize this, and if she had the time to do it, she would do it, and just have these friends circulate. I mean, just take 2 hours a week to do this.
Right.
And,
Carlin, I need to stop you. We need to take one last break of the hour and keep the lights on here. I hope you understand that.
I do understand. Got to pay the bills.
Excuse me. And when we come back, I want to ask you about, I have an interesting article on the healing power of humor. When it comes to dementia patients, and also some other caregiver burnout tips from our guest Carlin Maddox, the author of A Path Revealed: How Hope, Love, and Joy Found Us Deep in a Maze Called Alzheimer's. We'll tell you how to get the book as well when we come back from this brief break. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio. Stay with us as Dr. Health continues.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Welcome back to your weekly dose of verbal vitamins. David Snow on your radio. Hey, the perfect Father's Day gift. We talked about it earlier this hour. Step Ahead's gift certificates. You can go to their two locations, 725 Kapi'olani Boulevard. They are Hawaii's Arch Support Store, or in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center across from American Savings. Still several hours to get your dad or husband a great gift certificate, and it's going to be the perfect healthy gift for dad. And, of course, free foot analysis. And if she has time, Patty said she'll give you a free foot massage. We have her on tape saying that. Anyway, all right, continuing our with our guest, Carlin Maddox, talking about Alzheimer's disease. And Carlin, how can people get your book if they want to get a copy of it, please?
It can be ordered at almost through almost any bookstore, local bookstore, but you can get it on Amazon for sure or Barnes & Noble online site.
Give us the title again.
Yes, it's A Path Revealed, How Hope, Love, and Joy Found Us Deep in a Maze Called Alzheimer's.
All right, now let's talk about... Oh, go ahead.
Spell my name, Carlen Maddox, M-A-D-D-U-X.
All right, we only have a minute left in the show here. And by the way, next hour we'll have Dr. Margaret Bradley talking about getting rid of excuses, those excuses that keep you from enjoying a higher level of health. So we'll have that in the next hour. Of course, all of our regular features, Fitness File, Sexual Health, The Funny Bone Pharmacy, and Dick Allgaier's Health Report. But I want to get to this Healing Power of Humor article. Humor therapy, they say, can be as effective as some drugs in managing agitation and dementia patients. This was research from the University of New South Wales in Australia. They found that professional humor therapists called elder clowns. I have never heard of it. Have you heard of an elder clown?
I have not.
Okay.
No.
And they say that they work with nursing home staff, and they're trained in the practice, called laughter bosses, and they perform weekly humor sessions with individuals and groups of patients. It's kind of an improv routine, much like clown doctors, which I also haven't heard of, who work in children's hospitals who lift the mood of patients and increase their interaction. And another published study conducted at Osaka University Graduate School of Medicine in Suita, Japan, found that the positive effects of humor can last for weeks after a therapy session. So this is good news for dementia patients that lose cognitive function. You know, they also lose the ability to laugh and smile. So this can be an effective tool. So, all right. Well, thanks so much. We've run out of time, Carlin. Best of luck on your book. Again, the name of the book, A Path Revealed, How Hope, Love, and Joy Found Us Deep in a Maze Called Alzheimer's. Keep up the good work, will you?
Thank you, David.
All right, there goes Carlin Maddox, M-A-D-D-U-X, and here we go. But we'll be back for hour number two of the Healthiest 2 Hours right after the top of the hour of Fox News. I'm David Snow, and this is Dr. Health Radio.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.